What was your wedding horror story? Did you have a guest order pizza to be delivered to your reception?
Because you made them go 8 hours without eating?
Yeah. What's the horror story there? I think it's for the guests rather than for the bride,
yes,
right?
1,000%.
Yeah. Now, I mean, we've said this on the show before where your pastor forgot your name
in the middle of the ceremony. That was fun.
Yeah.
The worst disaster was 3 weeks before the wedding. Our tuck shop closed its doors.
Yeah, and they were just like, good luck.
They said, this person's going to do your wedding. And and then I didn't hear from the shop that closed that I chose initially. They didn't tell any of their customers. They left that up to the other tuck shop that was taken over. They called me and said, we're doing your wedding now.
Oh, my God.
What? I didn't believe them.
Yeah.
So I went to the mall and saw that the shop that I chose was indeed closed.
Indeed
and not
closed.
There anymore.
Yeah. Wedding horror story.
It was crazy.
Yeah. Now, Justin said he attended a wedding where the couple didn't want to pay for a DJ. So at the last minute, they asked him if he'd do the favor of playing the wedding music before and after the ceremony.
Oh, wow.
Handed him a wedding music CD, showed me this small sound system, and the mother of the bride screamed at him for the delay of Here Comes the Bride. He was literally just an invited guest, not even in the wedding party.
Wow. Wow.
So I did something similar happen to me because of our job.
Yes.
I got told either the day before or the day of the wedding, hey, I want you to DJ. Don't worry, I have created an Apple playlist that you can pick from.
Are you supposed to play it off your phone?
Off a laptop.
Okay.
And so just kind of plugged in the speaker into the laptop.
Hey, I'm just going to need for you to entertain my entire wedding party and the entire night.
And I plugged in a mic and I did it.
You ended up having to be an impromptu wedding DJ.
Yep.
Listen, people underestimate how important wedding DJ is.
Moves it along.
They run the night. They run the party. They're kind of responsible on whether your guests walk away saying that was a super fun party, that was a super great wedding.
Ryan, who's on our staff, he does these all the time.
Yes.
He does a fantastic job.
Yes.
But he's like, it is a lot of work.
Right. They're professional DJs for a reason.
He interviews the bride and groom. He figures out what their likes, dislikes are, all that stuff.
You have meetings about all that stuff ahead of time.
Leslie said, I caught the bouquet and immediately slipped on the dance floor trying to show it off.
No,
DJ had to stop the music so someone could help me out. That's kind of funny.
Brad went to a wedding where the groom passed out at the altar.
Oh, no.
Because it was outside. It was 95 degrees and he locked his knees.
Oh.
It was like a cartoon, straight timber.
I remember another wedding. It was in a church, but the church didn't have air conditioning, and it was in July.
And sometimes people get really nervous standing up in front of people.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was blazing hot in there. Yeah, I know.
That can be
tough.
Kyla, the bride's mom, got so tipsy, she took the mic from the DJ and started singing Celine Dion like it was karaoke night. I'll never unhear it. Oh, wow. This was her moment. All of the most important.
Near, far, wherever you are.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. Oh.
Wedding horror stories. Taking a couple more here. Tim, I accidentally said my wife's... Oh, my gosh. I accidentally said my wife's mom's name instead of hers during the vows.
What?
Priest didn't even pause. I'm still paying for it years later.
Oh, gosh. Was his wife's name Stacy?
Oh, geez.
Stacy's mom. Rebecca. The cake toppled over.
Oh, no.
During the reception because my uncle thought it was funny to shake the table a little.
What? I'm just going to chugga, chugga, chugga.
The pictures looked like a crime scene with frosting everywhere.
Wow. Samantha texts in, at my niece's wedding reception, couple girls got into a fight. one of the bridesmaids stepped in and said, "You're not doing this at my friend's wedding," and kicked them out.
Oh my gosh! What in the world happened there?
There are going to be a lot of emotions. There are going to be a lot of emotions.
Yeah, well, Jenny said, "I was at a wedding where the best man got drunk, confessed his love for the bride."
Oh.
Then passed out before dinner was served. They're divorced now, so.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Shut it down with that one.
Well.
Thanks, Jenny.
I'm going to be a fly in the wall of that.
I love you.
Now listen, I've always loved you. You should have married me. Those are words you can't unsay.
Right. Good stories there on 99.7 DJX.